Moses Diawador, Balliet County's Relief and Rehabilitation Commission's coordinator, says floods have displaced thousands of households across the county's seven payams. He says his request to Upper Nile state authorities and the World Food Program in the state capital, Malakal, have yielded no response for salvaging the situation.
The total of flood effect is 3,370 population of flood affected in Balliet generally. The situation is too much, and that is most of the people are not registered by the WLAP, especially those who are coming from Sudan. They don't have card. The registration was taken place in 2020, but the rest of the people who are in there now, there is no renewals of registration again from the WLAP, and we request, but there is no response up to now.
Juma Kwal, Balliet County's health director, says influx of Sudanese refugees and South Sudanese returnees led to shortages of supplies to treat diseases such as malaria at the county hospital.
Population here is increasing day by day. Yeah, in the OPD here, we are experiencing like every day increasing number of patients. Currently, while we are talking, there is no paracetamol, which is vital drugs in every facility. For them, it is difficult to get money. So for them, they are depending 90% to the hospital. So now, if there is no drugs at the health facility, that means we may go to complications of any disease like malaria and go to severe malaria if you cannot control fever.
Akwal Riag, a resident of Balliet County, says children do not have good feeding. Akwal is calling on donors and health partners to deliver much-needed help to families in the county.
Children do not have good feedings. Children are suffering because there's nothing you give them. It's only when they are brought to the hospital and given plum peanuts. This is the only food they eat which has vitamin. Children keep falling sick from stomach problems, vomiting and malaria. If NGOs have the capacity to support children, they should provide it or to equip the hospital with drugs.
Last week, the International Committee of the Red Cross gave some cash to vulnerable families in Balliet Town. But county authorities say some families did not receive the cash distribution. On November 1st, the World Food Program warned against rising hunger in South Sudan. The report said South Sudan needs humanitarian action to prevent starvation and death. The WFP says 56% of South Sudan's population already faces serious hunger levels that are likely to worsen during the lean season in May 2025. The UN agency is asking for $404 million to cushion humanitarian shocks related to hunger across South Sudan in 2025. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kwad, reporting from Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal.